Aaron Sebia stands in and drives one deep to left field. Going back is Vernon Wells. He's watching at the wall. This is gone. For Aaron Sebia's second home run of the year. A three-run bomb here in the third inning, and the Blue Jays take an early 3-0 lead.
That's two more than Brandon Morrow wanted. And you can see Brandon in the bullpen saying to JP, you know what, thanks, but you really should have passed Rasmus so you'd have both been out. I didn't need those extra two. Morrow was that good. And only JP would have been out there. I know. Brandon Morrow faced the minimum through eight. He allowed one Angel to get past first base. He didn't walk anybody. He threw 102 pitches in going the route. Brandon Morrow used to throw 102 pitches in four innings. This was the second best start of his career. And the third best start of his career came last time out. Five nothing. The Blue Jays beat the Angels. And watching right now on Sportsnet connected, they are showing Mariano Rivera. They're probably showing Mariano Rivera's career ending, maybe. Torn ACL in his right knee, shagging flies in batting practice. And you see Alex Rodriguez, the shot of him going, oh my God, oh my God. As Rivera crumples on the warning track. And a huge night for the Blue Jays, but that's big news. And if you want to talk about that too, that's okay with me. I hate the Yankees, but you do not want to see anything like that happen. Mariano Rivera is just crazy. We're going to start in the nation's capital. Chris is in Ottawa. Chris, first of all, Brandon Morrow tonight. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a little concerned about that leadoff double in the ninth. No, I'm just kidding. It was a great game. And, you know, like, just to kind of see the way that he's, had his share of struggles the last couple of years. But, to have him finally, the way he's pitched, you know, to start this season, and especially tonight. Like, tonight was, in a way, it was almost as good as the game he threw that was the 17 strikeout game. Even though that was like one of the fourth
don't
best
say that.
Pitch game ball. Well, no, because
he only walked one guy in that game. It was not better than that game.
But hear me out.
Not, all right.
Statistically, it wasn't better. But I guess maybe appreciate is the word I should be using, because we just saw him turn out to be a starter, and that was the start of August. He did that, and you're kind of thinking, holy smokes, like, look what this guy is going to become. But now that you've kind of seen him have these struggles the last couple of years. And to come out the way he did tonight and just be so, like, I've never seen him be so efficient. You know, like, he's always out there trying to, you know, get everybody out with three strikes. But tonight it was just kind of like, what a guy like Halliday would have done.
You're right. And that's part of the transition that he's made and that he talked about all spring. And you know, he was kind of doing it earlier in the season. We saw that he was being more efficient. Getting double play balls, it's amazing that someone can just decide, you know what, I'm going to go from a power pitcher with control issues to a guy who doesn't walk anybody and gets a bunch of ground balls. It's amazing.
Well, he's got a great arm because he takes a little bit off of it and he's still throwing like 93, 94, 95, right?
Yep.
So, he's going to be, hopefully, you know, this is the start of him being consistently good, because that's obviously going to be huge. And then the other thing is Rivera. Like, I saw the highlight there, and, like, that was just a freak accident.
Absolutely.
Of all freak accidents. And, I can honestly say right now, I've, you know, watching baseball my whole life, I'm not 30 yet, but I could probably say I won't see another guy close consistently as well as he has. Because my early memories of baseball, Rivera's one of the first closers I can remember. And, pretty much the whole time I've been following the game, you know, he's been the best in the business. So it was kind of sad to see that happen tonight. Obviously it's been a lot of fun watching him, but hopefully that wasn't the end of it. But, you never know at his age, right? So
yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. And it's Chris listening on Team 1200 in Ottawa. He's the best there's ever been. And you'll remember that I, a couple of weeks ago, oh, maybe not even. Last week, I think, Henderson Alvarez, I talked about his whip and how good it was for a minimum of, you know, that if you look at the all-time leaders with a minimum of 1,000 innings pitched, his would be like 17th all-time. His whip of 1.1. Mariano Rivera's is second all-time. Only Adi Joss has a better all-time whip than Mariano Rivera. Adi Joss, a turn-of-the-century Hall of Famer who pitched 9 years with the Cleveland Indians. He's the only one in baseball history with a minimum of 1,000 innings pitched who's put together a better whip than Mariano Rivera. It's just stupid. Generally, I will ask you a question to get the discussion started. Not happening today because Steven in Toronto listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590, The Fan, all I have to say to you is Brandon Morrow.
Well, Mike, before I get to my point about Brandon Morrow, I will say how many times have we said over the last couple of years, in order for the Jays to make the playoffs, things have to go their way. Well, the Yankees have lost Pineda, and now they lost Rivera. Things seem to be going, I hate to say that because I love Rivera, but I love the Jays a lot more. And
The Red Sox have lost Carl Crawford and Jacoby Ellsbury.
Absolutely.
Rays have lost Evan Longoria.
Yep, things are going their way. But I will say this, and your opinion on this, I love Ricky Romero. I love him as a competitor. I love him as a pitcher. But don't you think in the next couple of years, if things keep on going the way they're going, the true number one ace on this team is going to be Morrow?
Look, Brandon Morrow has had ace written all over him since the Blue Jays traded for him.
Yes, I look at Romero as a fantastic number two. But if Morrow keeps on going the way he's going, how is he not the ace on this team?
Well, why can't you have two? The Phillies have three.
Yeah, they do.
Why can't you have two?
I hope they have two. But Morrow was absolutely spectacular tonight. I can't say enough about the guy. And, boy, what a future the Jays have for pitching staff. I can't wait to see the next 2 years.
Absolutely. Steven, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. And this is what I've been telling everybody who wants to get some sort of 200-inning, 4 ERA, veteran, whatever, inning eater. Why would you do that when you have this kind of talent and potential out of the five guys that you have here? And make no mistake, in Henderson Alvarez and Kyle Drabek, you've got incredible potential. Same with Drew Hutchison. Same with Dustin McGowan. I want Jeff Suppan here just because he's a veteran. I want these guys. Chris in Toronto listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Chris, Brandon Morrow.
Mike, I want to get your opinion.
All right.
Would you rather have the fifth round pick in the 2006 draft, Brandon Morrow moving forward?
The fifth overall pick.
Yes. Or the 10th overall pick.
Tim Lincecum.
Tim Lincecum moving forward. Because this is the question they asked a lot in Seattle several years ago. So I want to know.
I mean, we had the same debate rage here, right, about Ricky Romero versus Troy Tulowitzki, and some people still haven't given it up. But that's one of the reasons that Morrow, A, was rushed to the Mariners and got to the major league so quickly. And two, one of the reasons they traded him, because you couldn't swing a dead cat without hearing somebody say, oh, they should have drafted Tim Lincecum.
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question, though.
Because there's no answer to that question. I don't know.
No, who would you rather have personally?
I honestly don't know. Lincecum is far more accomplished than Morrow. He is not having an easy time of things this year. But, I mean, the guy's got two Cy Youngs in his back pocket already and hasn't had a bad year yet. Morrow hasn't had a great year yet. So if you're asking me right now who I'd take Lincecum. But I think Morrow has an incredibly high ceiling.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, he has come a long way. I can vividly remember his first start in Baltimore where he had that first inning or two where he was just walking everyone left, right, and center, but he still somehow managed to go five. It's been really fun watching him develop, and I think he's really hit his stride. But if I could just change the channel just a bit, I just want to talk about the batting order, if you got a moment for that.
Yeah, sure.
There's a guy in the Blue Jays lineup, and a lot of people don't notice him because usually the broadcasters are talking about Jose Bautista's, whether he did well or not so well at that at-bat. And by the time you notice lifeless out, which most often happens, it's Adam Lind. And I understand that with Jose, you know, he can stay batting third till the All-Star break because he's absolutely earned that. But, you know, Adam's struggling. In his good year in 2010, he's starting to look more and more like the outlier. And I guess my question is, what, you know, with the batting order, I think a big adjustment needs to be made. I just want to get your opinion on that.
Well, we talked to John Farrell about that, I want to say Tuesday or Wednesday, and he said that he looks at 100 at-bats, and he looks at 35 to 40 games. From an overall team perspective, 100 at-bats from a player perspective, and we're not there yet. It is impossible to argue that Adam Lind deserves to be hitting fourth in a major league lineup right now. He certainly doesn't. But I think it's a little early to say 2009 was the outlier. In his major league career, sure. But the guy has hit at every level. He got here because of his bat. He hit his way to the major leagues. He's always hit. But he's run into a lot of trouble this year. Last year, he was still fine against righties. Not cleanup level fine, but fine against righties. And in 2010 as well. In 2009, he was awesome. We're going to have to wait another week or two.
Yeah, he had 89 appearances, 22 games. Okay, well, let's wait and see. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks for the call. Adam Lind, and that was well brought up, much better than some of the rest of the stuff that I've heard. But Adam Lind has become now the target of Blue Jay fan hate. There's always got to be somebody. Last year it was Edwin. This year it's Lind. The year before that it was Overbay. We'll see. We'll see who's next when Lind heats up. Michael is in Hollywood, California, listening on Sportsnet590.ca. Were you at the game, Michael?
I was not, unfortunately.
That's too bad.
That would have been a good one to catch.
No kidding.
But, you know, luck of the draw. I bought my tickets about 2 months ago. Last year I caught the 14-inning game that the Blue Jays lost. This year I'll be there on Sunday, and I'm going to see Drew Hutchinson pitch. So I wanted to ask you, what should I expect to see from him?
I think you should expect to see a young man who throws hard, who commands the baseball beautifully, and who has composure that is way beyond his years.
Right, and a guy who's had some runs, but
pardon?
It's about keeping it together for him. He gives up some runs, obviously. But
he's had two bad innings. You know what?
Yeah.
He's made three starts of, I think he's pitched 16 innings, 16 and a third maybe. He's had two bad innings. He's given up 9 runs in those two bad innings. And only 3 in the rest of them. I've been really, really impressed so far with Drew Hutchinson, given his age and his experience level.
It sounds good. I think the starting pitching on this team is one of the things that makes them so much fun to watch. So I have no problem seeing the fifth starter when I make my annual Blue Jays viewing this year.
Well, I'm glad you do it, and I'm glad you view them annually. And I hope you enjoy it. It should be a good game. I mean, I've really enjoyed watching Drew Hutchinson pitch, and we appreciate the calls from the left coast. Thank you very much, Michael. It is the Blue Jays talk. The Blue Jays 5-0 winners over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Brandon Morrow was just stupid tonight. Complete game, 3-hitter, faced 1 over the minimum, didn't walk anybody, struck out 8, 102 pitches in 9 innings. Just crazy good. This is the first time since Joe Sicilia has taken over as our producer here on the Blue Jays Talk. First time we've gotten creative spilling from the producer. Matt is in Innisfil, listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Matt Brandon Morrow.
He's the man. What can I say?
That was ridiculous.
I asked you on Twitter if there's any more room on the bandwagon for him, but... I guess not.
There is always room, provided that once you get on, you stay on.
Oh, that's the trick.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm on, so count me in. My question for you is a little outside the box, but I would like to know, I know AA has been doing a great job, obviously, but how much credit do you give J.P. Ricciardi for this year's team and the success that it could potentially have?
Well, I mean, he certainly played a major role in putting a lot of it together.
Yeah.
I think that you always have to credit the regime that preceded you for some of the things you had. And sometimes it's a mess that you got to clean up, but sometimes they leave you with some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And,
I
think, you know, up and down here. JP traded for Jose Bautista. JP drafted Lind. He traded for Encarnacion. He drafted Thames.
I just don't think he was getting kind of a fair rap in the city. And
well, but he's never going to, so it doesn't matter.
And you don't handle the media properly, all of a sudden you're not a good GM. So I just wanted to make sure that he was getting his due diligence. And
I don't think it matters, Matt. I really don't. I mean, I don't think, you know, you're spitting into the wind. There's no one who's ever going to give JP any kind of credit for anything. He was the guy that Blue Jay fans loved to hate.
Well,
and there's a lot of hate out there. But I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you for your different perspective on things. And Matt's right. Of course, JP deserves a lot of credit for this. But that's okay. If you want to hate him, go ahead. Yaz is in St. Mary's. Yaz is listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And Yaz, tell me about Brandon Morrow.
Okay, I miss Henke and Ward in our bullpen, but I'm loving the fact that we've got Morrow and Ricky. It's a fantastic duo to lead this team going forward for the rest of the season. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Is it not pretty cool? It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. And there's no doubt that the composure that both of those guys are having is totally rubbing off on the youngsters like Drabek and Henderson. You can just see them getting totally involved and totally up and totally loving what's going on.
How can you not?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But on a sad note, my wife is still crying after you broke the news about Mariano because we've been desperately watching TV trying to find the updates.
You got to get on Twitter. You would know it all by now.
Yeah, we're kind of electronically... We have our issues with technology.
It's too bad. It really is.
It is. This man had one pitch and survived for so long and dominated incredibly. And as I say, my wife is still crying upstairs.
Well, I'm sorry.
I know.
He says he might come back this year.
Well, I hope he comes back when they play in May, and just so we can give him a standing O for the incredible amount of work he's done in. The success he's had over the years.
I wouldn't count on that at all.
I know.
But amazingly, yeah. I mean, he must know what he's in for if he tries to come back, but I can't imagine he's processed it yet. He says he might be able to come back at the end of the season. That, honest to goodness, would be a miracle.
It would be.
It would.
It definitely would be. I mean, that injury, the two injuries that he sustained to his knees, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, the meniscus is kind of routine now, but a torn ACL is a big, big, big
deal. It's a big deal, especially in your 40s. Being in my 40s, knowing that.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Yaz.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yaz from St. Mary's, home of the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. And yeah, it is tough to tear an ACL in your 40s. I did that, but I'm not a professional athlete, so I can't possibly compare any of my experiences to any of theirs. Tom is in Ajax listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Tom, Brandon Morrow.
Well, yeah, a lot of it's been said already, Mike, but what I will reiterate is we are witnessing, I think, the maturation finally of Brandon Morrow. He's going to say, I am not just a thrower, I am a pitcher.
That's what you know what? It's funny talking to him this spring. First of all, that's all he talked about all spring. And I asked him, I said to him, Brandon, I said, we've always known that this is what you have to do in order to succeed at this level. And he said, you know what? People can tell you this and tell you it and tell you it, but it's never going to sink in until you decide yourself, you know what? This is what I have to do. When you look, he said, he looked at his ERAs over 4.5. He looked at the fact that there were games that he was at 100 pitches in the fourth and fifth inning, and he finally said to himself, this has got to change. And now we're seeing the results.
Hear, hear. And I mean, you know, sometimes I know you get on Jays fans that like to call in and really get on Brandon Morrow, and it's efforts like these that kind of have always teased us over the years. You say, man, this guy's stuff is amazing. And when he just decides that he's going to challenge the hitters, you know, 90% of the hitters aren't going to touch him. And it seems like it has finally sunk in. So that's great for the Jays and great for Morrow.
It really, I mean, let's hope. He could get lit up his next time out, and then everyone's going to hate him again or talk about how he's inconsistent or how he's A.J. Burnett. But the truth of the matter is, if he can just keep up this kind of pitching, not this level. I mean, he's not going to throw a shutout every time out, and you know, this is a run of two straight games. He hasn't given up a run. He hasn't walked anybody. Those kinds of things are not necessarily – he's not going to keep that kind of thing up. But if he can keep going deep into games, throwing a lot of strikes, keeping the walks down, then this is pretty serious.
And I wanted to add quickly, Mike, I wanted you to get back to me after this, but I wanted to mention something about Ricky Romero. But to touch on Mariano Rivera, I just want to say it is a shame. I'm like you. I'm not a Yankee supporter at all, but this guy was great in his career, and I really hope that he gets to go back on the field. I guess it won't be this year, but I would really like to see him be able to, you know, doff his cap and walk off the field rather than be a guy that ends his career, you know, lying on the warning track. That's just a shame.
You're right. You know what? Mariano Rivera's career was supposed to end after he blew a save in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series against the Blue Jays next year. That's when his career was supposed to end. Not like this. I agree with you completely, and I hope he does make it back onto the field. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call. Appreciate all the calls. Apologies to those of you to whom we could not get. We will late night Jays talk it up again Friday night, Saturday morning, after game two of this series. Game one opened with a flourish, the series did. Brandon Morrow goes the route on a three-hitter, faces one batter over the minimum, no walks, eight strikeouts, second-best start of his career, and the third-best start of his career happened 5 days ago. We'll take a look around the league when we continue. It is the Blue Jays Radio Network. Welcome back to Baseball Control in Toronto. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Honda Post Game Show. The Blue Jays talk. But the Blue Jays talk is over because we don't have time to take any more phone calls. Blue Jays beat the Angels 5-0. Brandon Morrow was just brilliant. Just brilliant. Complete game, three-hitter, no walks, eight strikeouts, faces one over the minimum. Allows one Angels runner past first base and induces two ground ball double plays after getting only one all year last year. Three other games in the American League today. The Royals beat the Yankees 4-3. Mike Moustakas drives in three, but what a loss for the Yankees as Mariano Rivera, shagging fly balls in batting practice, tears his ACL in the right knee. He is out for the season and his career may be over. The Tampa Bay Rays won their fifth in a row. At 18-8, they have the best record in baseball. They beat the Mariners 4-3. Jeff Kepinger with a two-run homer. Fernando Rodney has nine saves. Cleveland over the White Sox 7-5. In the National League, the Nats beat Arizona 2-1. Bryce Harper drove in the winning run with a six-inning double. Joe Blanton went the route on a three-hitter, but it wasn't as impressive as Brandon Morrow's. The Phillies shut out Atlanta 4-0. Reds get three in the ninth to tie it, one in the tenth to beat the Cubs 4-3 in 10. Scott Rowland won it with a sac fly. It was Miami over San Francisco 3-2. Pittsburgh takes down St. Louis 6-3, despite a couple of RBI doubles from Alan Craig. The Blue Jays continue this road trip. There's nine games left on it, and they continue the four-game series in Anaheim Friday night. We're on the air for you at 9:30 p.m. Eastern for a 10:05 first pitch. Henderson Alvarez against the 0-5 Irvin Santana. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. Check the blog later tonight on sportsnet590.ca for all the news about this one. For Jerry Howard, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, and Joe Sicilia, I'm Mike Wilman. Good morning from Toronto.